So, this Florida story about a beach wedding could have been much worse. Still a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without choosing a date for a beach wedding that coincides with senior skip day, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
Talking hundreds and hundreds of unexpected teenagers crashing your beach wedding.
Oh, wow.
That was the reality of Dawn and Zach, their beachfront wedding there in Florida.
One of the cops had told our photographer that we might want to go down a mile. And I was like, there's no way that we can do that. And then we come out and then they just started, all the teenagers just started cheering and clapping.
Yeah, so like I said, could have been much worse. Like, they could have been belligerent or whatever, but they were respectful. They realized that there was an actual wedding going on, so they kind of paused and they started cheering and things like that.
Once we started doing the ceremony, like, they got quiet and they were really respectful, and it turned out to be really good. So
well,
we had a lot
good.
More people there than we planned.
Yeah.
Fun. That's, you got like almost 1,000 people cheering you on. That's kind of fun, as long as they weren't disruptive.
Right. That's where it could have been a setting the bar story for sure. Still one of those hiccups that you don't plan for. They were expecting around 140 guests, which still, that's a big wedding. Became around 900.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yes, like I said, hundreds and hundreds of seniors from high school came and crashed their wedding.
That's wild.
It was an unsanctioned senior skip day, which, you know, this group of kids, you know, they're just being kids, but they did cause some issues, you know, down the beach in places.
Okay.
But for the wedding,
they put their respectful pants on.
Yeah. They were like, oh, well, that's nice. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without choosing a date for a beach wedding that coincides with senior skip day, then you're doing okay.
But I mean, it's unsanctioned. How are they supposed to know?
Yeah, how are they supposed to know? I mean, they
may not even be from there.
No, they are.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah. No, they are. And they were going to travel to a different beach to do it, but then they decided, you know what, we're just going to do it in the beach that's close to our house. So I feel like they should have even been clued in knowing the area, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, it turned out to be okay, but still.
Could have been dicey.
Yeah, could have been dicey. But crazy things sometimes happen during your wedding. Sometimes it's unexpected guests. Sometimes it's weather. Sometimes it's situations beyond your control. Sometimes it's an officiant forgetting your name. Sometimes it's
true story.
Saying the wrong thing in the vows. You know, all these things just lead to your own story.
Well, and sometimes yours winds you up on national television.
Yeah, so all these things, there's truth in everything that we've actually said.
Yep.
So what crazy thing happened at your wedding? We'd love to hear some of your stories. We'll do that coming up on 99.7 DJX.